Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to Disorderly Conduct. This is the Troll Wars edition of the program. That's right, I need to preface this program by letting you know that we're entering a very dark period here on Blog Talk Radio, and this is something that needs to be addressed. This is a time when we should not be fighting amongst ourselves as trolls, but we should be coming together as trolls. Now, a lot has developed over the last 48 to 72 hours. I understand that. Things are developing by the minute. But there is one thing we do know, and that is we are in a period of civil war. But BTR trolls have been making advancements. They have been, over the course of the last 4 or 5 days, they've been striking random shows from hidden bases located all over the internet. They've won sizable victories against Debbie Daly, the Skype Assholes, the One Angry Jew, the American Dad, and the British Conservative. That's right. We're going to be talking about that tonight and more, but we need to make you aware as BTR listeners and hosts in your own right that we are entering a dark ages here of sorts, which I will from now forward refer to as the Troll Wars. That's right. And there's been a lot of developments lately. We'll get into some of that later on. If you have anything you want to add to the conversation, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host. As always, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to go straight to the lines, and I got a 760. You're on the show. What's up?
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a bung in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of drugs and sex. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped out the cab, gonna go listen to some Sublime. Make sure I got enough to maintain my high. Whoa, this is all so crazy. I think I just saw a walking anus. My tummy's turning, I think I got the munchies. Inhale too much smoke and I'm nervous. What if everybody's judging me? I'll just put a Pink Floyd.
All right, hang on a second. We're going to come back to you. See, it's already started, folks. The trolls we're already cannibalizing each other. See that? It's out of control. I'm going to bring on Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone's got my back. I know that.
The trolls are everywhere, everybody.
They're everywhere, man. We're like back to back with our fucking guns just blasting, dude.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what, Vince? I'm going to let you be Han Solo, and my big old ass can be Chewbacca on this mission. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, dude. It's some serious shit, dude. It's going down, man. It's only getting worse. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're already in my chat room.
This is ridiculous. Man, beat y'all cut my show, man, because I made fun of the deal. And they just zapped me. I was in the can, taking a number two.
Uh-huh.
And they zapped me. Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. I had a two-hour show.
It's fucked up, man.
But maybe it was the force that brought me here. I don't know.
Well, man, strap in, bro. We're going to try to weather this storm. There's just trolls coming from all angles. You never know. Thank God. The good thing, though, that the one thing that makes us safe on some fronts is the fact that a lot of these trolls are doing their own shows right now, so we don't even have to worry about them. But as the night moves on, there's going to be more and more. Huh?
You forgot to mention that I defeated the trolls on one of my shows.
Yeah, I did. Tell us about it.
Yeah. You guys could go under my Blog Talk Radio and look in the archives. The trolls tried to attack me. I believe it was December 10th, 2010. The show was called, or is called, Friday Night Fights. And the trolls tried to destroy it, but they got destroyed.
That's right. All right, I'm going to bring on to the panel Moxie. What's up, Moxie?
Oh, I love
Not
Moxie.
Not too much. What's up, bitches?
What's up, hoe bag?
Did you get the song I sent you, Goofy?
I sure damn did.
Do you like it? Did you listen yet?
No, I didn't.
All right. I think it's good. I like
how
it.
Why don't you send it to me? Like, I'm not going to play it?
Okay, I'll send it to you.
Or I'm not cool enough. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sorry. Yeah, I'll send it to you right now, pronto. Just chill. Don't wet the bed.
Like,
dude.
I don't have a radio show that I can play it on.
Okay, I'll send it right now.
All right, I got another caller here. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Here we go again.
this is
Shanene.
Oh, Shanene, yeah. What's up?
Moxie? Is Moxie there?
Yeah, she should be. Moxie.
Oh, do you have me muted, I thought.
No. Everybody's not. Why does everybody think they're muted on my show?
Because you're a bad
Moxie.
Person.
Moxie.
Yeah, she's there. I don't know why she's not answering.
I'm listening. I just want to hear what Shanae has to say.
You just want to hear her say your name over and over again?
I
yes,
enjoy
that's
it.
Exactly it. That's why I called in. Okay. So, has anybody told you that you sound like a little girl from, what's the show, where rapists be coming in people's houses and they catching it, whatever it's called, what's it called?
To Catch a Predator,
yeah, you sound like one of those girls who lure men in.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Really?
Yeah. How do you think I found her?
Awesome.
How do you think my producer
She's like,
found
I sent
her?
You the song. I'm like, oh, ew.
That's cool, I like it. I'll take it.
All right, moving on, another caller, 760, you're on the air. 760.
Spooch even whiter than the moon. Moon, it's always been inside.
Ooh, and now it's all across my room. Boom. Boom, Quasar, Dick's firework come
it's
on show and
people.
Make him go, oh, oh, oh. As you shoot across the sky, I mean the air, Dick's a firework come on, let your goblin. Oh, oh, oh. You're gonna leave the goblin down.
Ooh. If you want to join the troll orgy, call in now, 347-826-7667. There's plenty of room here, plenty of time for all trolls. Got the rude voice there, right back.
Damn it.
Across the sky, I be BR Dick's a firework. Come on, let your cum burst make him go. Oh, oh, oh.
Go ahead. Water's out here. Water's out here. Slow down.
It's always been inside to me. Now, all across my room. Sir Dick's firework. Leave and goblin down. Oon, oon. Spooch, spooch, spooch even wider. Now it's all across my room. Oon claws are Dick's firework. Come on, show him your girth, make him go home. Oh, oh. As you shoot across the sky, I mean the Dick's of firework. Come on, let your
girth. I can't do it, there's too many of them.
Oh, oh. You're gonna leave and goblin down. Oon. Spooch, spooch, spooch even wider than the moon. Moon, moon, it's always been inside of you. Moon, and now it's all across my room. Moon claws are Dick's firework. Come on, show him your girth, make him go. Oh, oh, oh. As you shoot across the sky, I need the firework. Come on, let your girth. Oh, oh, oh. You're gonna leave the goblin down. Spooch, spooch, spooch even wider than the moon. Moon, moon, it's always been inside of you. Ooh, ooh, and now it's all across my room. Moon claws are Dick's firework. Come on, show and your girth, make him go. Oh, oh, oh. As you shoot across the sky, I need the Dick's of firework. Come on, show your girth, make him go. Oh, oh, oh. You're gonna leave the goblin down. Wider than the moon. Moon, moon, it's always been inside of you. Moon, and now it's all across my room. Moon, Mozart, Dick's firework, come on, show him your girth, make him go, oh, oh, oh. As you shoot across the sky, I do hear Dick's a firework, come on, let your cum burst, make him go, oh, oh, oh. You're gonna leave and goblin down. Moon, moon. Spooch, spooch. Spooch even wider than the moon. Moon, moon, it's always been inside of you. Moon, and now it's all across my room. Moon claws are Dick's firework. Come on, show and your girth, make and go. Oh, oh, oh. fireworks come off like your converse to make and go, oh, oh, oh. And Goblin down. Ooch, ooch, spooch even whiter than the moon. Moon, it's always been inside of you. Moon, and now it's all across my room. Moon, so saucer, six firework, come on, chill, after perfectly, and go, oh, oh, oh. As you shoot across the sky, I, Ivy Beer, takes a firework, come on, let your cum burst make it. Oh, oh, oh. You're gonna leave that goblin down. Moon, moon. Spooch, spooch. Or Dick's firework come on show and your girth make and go oh, oh, oh. If you shoot across the sky, I, Ivy B. R. Dick's of firework come on let your cum burst make and go oh, oh, oh. You're gonna leave M. Goblin down. Oon, oon. Spooch, spooch, spooch even whiter than the moon. Moon, moon, it's always been inside of you. And now it's
what, what is that? Is that like a famous poem or something?
Firework come on, show
and I can't stop laughing.
Oh, oh, oh. Across the sky.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh, oh, oh. You're gonna leave and goblin down. Moon, moon. Spooch, spooch, spooch even whiter than the moon. Moon, moon, it's always been inside of you. Ooh, ooh, and now it's all across my room. Boom, boom, claws are Dick's firework, come on show and your girth make and go oh, oh, oh. Spooch, spooch, spooch even whiter than the moon. Moon, moon, it's always been inside of you. Ooh, ooh, and now it's all across.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
We are talking about the Troll Wars, and we are bringing on all trolls. That was an extended troll segment there. I apologize to everybody for that in advance. And, well, I should have done it in advance, but whatever. We're moving on. We got a caller on the line, 760. You're on the air.
Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie.
Whoa, they were going to say something about Vince and Moxie. I'm sorry, my bad. Go ahead, say that again.
Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian Underground Unsigned Techno Dance Chart.
That's true.
How do they know that?
I don't
that
know. I
sad.
Thought that was a secret.
That is sad. You guys can't get on
right,
the Ethiopian charts?
Not
hey,
yet.
No
we're
one's
working
supposed to know
on
that.
It, though.
No one's supposed to know that. We don't, we're not, like, we don't advertise that. Exactly.
We've been exposed, Vince.
Vince, I thought you were somebody.
All right, we're going to come clean. I guess we have to come clean.
I thought you were somebody.
Yeah, my bad. All right. Anyways, let's go to another. We got a bunch of callers here. 200, you're on the air. Area code 200, you're on the line with your hand up. I've unmuted you. You're on the air. Go ahead. 200. 200. Okay, moving
somebody
on.
Somebody
say
something.
Exactly. Let's go to 1111. 111. Unmuting you now. You're on the air.
Hey.
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 Hey, girl.
Shenanigans.
Melinda needs to stop being a fat cunt. I'm sorry for saying that. That is true.
All right, if you want to join us here, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I guess I had this coming. I named my show The Troll Wars, after all. I did that because I was inspired by the last couple of days of my own personal trolling around here on BTR and noticing all of this, just there's just everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it. I don't even feel like I've even instigated anything really, but somehow I've gotten pulled into it, and it's gotten so out of hand.
Even Goofy Bone
is getting mentioned in
people's
show posts.
By association.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. It's just getting out of control, and you don't know where it's coming from nowadays. Seriously. By the end of the show, Goofy, you and I will probably be hating each other, and you and Moxie will probably go off and start your own thing. But at the same time, by some weird coincidence, I'm going to suddenly like team up with the Skype assholes or something like that. You know,
I see you between a pair of double D's, personally.
Yeah, I prefer the double D's myself. I got another caller here, 760. You're on the air. 760.
You are just a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Tina Marie.
There we go.
From beyond.
But I just
all right. So, anyways, the troll wars, folks. That's right. We're in a period of civil war now. BTR trolls have been striking random shows. From all over BTR.
Lost to me. They lost to me.
And there's been hacking, there's been trolling, there's been all sorts of stuff. And a lot of it involves the Skype asshole empire, the Debbie Daly crew, the one-eyed Jew, who is, as you know, Skype asshole's ultimate secret weapon, the one-eyed Jew, who they have been engineering this one-eyed Jew for years. They've just now recently exposed him on BTR, and he's a Jew who, unfortunately for a lot of us, is powerful enough to destroy all of Block Talk Radio as we know it. So it's up to us as trolls to band together. We've been lucky. Debbie Daly has been, and her amazing radio network has been doing some diligent work and helping to dismantle this one-eyed Jew, so we can all troll here in peace on BTR. She's stolen a lot of secret cables that have been WikiLeaks.
She's docked on all of them, Vince.
They've been WikiLeaks, apparently, by as we like to say here on BTR, they've been cowpoted. They've been cowpoted on
cowpoted.
Cowpoted. It's kind of like it's cowpote is like the WikiLeaks of BTR.
I'm not even gonna ask,
dude. All you have to do, go on BTR, search for cowpote. And he's the guy.
Snorting, licking, and smoking weed. Wow, I could do all that at once? Wow, I like it when they talk highly of me.
Pretty nice.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was snorting. No.
So Debbie Daly has been basically hanging on by a thread. You know, because as Debbie Daly goes, so goes BTR. If we lose Debbie, we lose BTR. So we got to keep her on the air.
Right.
And the best way I can help keep her on air by not going to her show, apparently. Apparently, I should not be having any communication with her whatsoever. That's
so
how I'm helping.
What did you do? What did you do?
No, the question is, what did Jew do? J-E-W, that's the real question. What did Jew do?
What did Jew do?
Well, the Jew had his show tonight. It was based on all of the WikiLeaks of BTR, all of the docs that Debbie Daly collected. He has now strung together Vince and Debbie. Skype assholes. I'm sure Flawless will be in there somewhere, right?
Oh, Flawless Crew is going to be implicated. You guys watch out. You know, I got the Flawless Crews back. Everybody knows that. but they're going to be coming after the Flawless crew next. I mean, because they come to my show, so they're going to be implicated as well.
Hmm.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like the Jew has rubbed Bionica the wrong way. I wonder
Impossible.
If that was with
his... How could the Jew rub anybody the wrong way? I just don't see that. That's just not plausible.
I can't imagine it. Now, I do have a couple messages for you from the chat room. Floptino wants to know.
What?
Wants to know.
Yeah.
Are you taking anonymous messages?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Always. Are you kidding me? That's an ongoing segment of our show. It's huge.
That's what I said.
Yeah. All right. What is it?
Well, I don't know. I don't have one yet. Floptina, you can send it to me. I'll read it.
And these are
anonymous,
right?
I think Metal. Yes, anonymous messages, of course, the ongoing segment of the show. And then I think Metal is on Skype and trying to call in.
Oh, okay. Let's get Metal on. Metal, is that you? 111, is that Metal?
Hello?
That's not Metal.
That was Shanae. All right. Hey, Metal, is that you?
Hello.
Metal, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, brother?
Thank God. Okay, I just want to come here for Troll Wars, dude. I had to be on, and I got a split, so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk to a troll? No problem. You ever met Shanae?
No.
Fucking Shanae. The trend.
Hey. Yeah.
I have two anonymous messages. Can I read them?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, go for it.
Melinda's BMI is so gargantum that the world governments got together to invent a new numerical system because writing out 69 Google Plexian is too large to write out. And that's that anon.
Wow.
And I have another one.
Yeah, you have another one. Go for it.
Melinda is so fat, her obese tuna pussy is used as shark bait. She's safe from an attack since sharks can't eat anything larger than 600 pounds.
There you go. There you go, Metal. What do you think?
Oh, my God. That's crazy, dude.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Well, let's see what else we have here. Hang on. We got more callers. The glory is just beginning here, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to join us in the festivities, it's 347-826-7667. Your calls take priority. I'm going to the lines and the area code 234. You're on the air.
Cactus.
All right, goddammit. All right, okay.
You forgot to mention the cactus trolls. That's why you got that.
Well, no, that's what this is all about. Whoa, oh, I
is
think
that the
were...
same bush?
No, the cactus troll who everybody remembers from last night. He he's a new addition to our troll family here. He was with us last night, and we're gonna keep him around. But I think he's a little. Jealous that he wasn't mentioned in the description of the program, so that kind of just sort of explains that.
Vince, I have an anonymous message to read.
Absolutely, go for it.
All right, thank you. All right, this is from Anonymous. Caramel Queen's mom found her robo-tripping in her room, so she took away her internet and canceled her BTR account. Aha. Oh, I think I have another one. Then,
yeah, read it. Read it.
Okay. All right. Jeez. All right. Melinda's pussy is so fat and stinky that they've looked into using her vaginal discharge as a source of tuna for people in third world countries. It's an anonymous message.
Yeah, it's a little known fact. I already knew that. All right.
Okay.
234. Well,
where can we buy that tuna?
I don't know. Good question.
Third world country.
In cactus.
Cactus.
Hey, Shanae, do you have any anonymous messages?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I have two. bitch Linda needs to throw herself on this cactus.
Okay.
And Melinda's BMI equals her phone number plus a couple hundred thousand.
Very well then. All right. Cactus, do you have any anonymous messages?
Yeah, cactus, 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 cactus.
Watch your language. Watch your language, dude.
I know, this is a family show.
Cactus.
I don't mind the cactus, but once you start bringing cactus into this, it gets a little off track, and we lose our...
Cactus.
We're in so much trouble.
Hey, Goofy, we can tell that's you.
What?
Doing a cactus? I mean, I can tell between the real cactus guy and you, so.
I'm trying to ask Cactus a question.
Oh.
What?
Oh, yeah, well, go ahead.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Cactus, 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 cactus,
cactus. Cactus, 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 cactus,
cactus. Cactus. All right. He's cool. He's an undercover troll. If y'all were wondering what the fuck we said, I asked him what organization he works for. He says that he works for an underground troll organization that's here to try to save Blog Talk Radio because the trolls are really trying to kidnap Deb Daily. And if they kidnap Deb Daily, you know what happens to Blog Talk Radio, right?
The whole thing collapses. Yeah. The whole house of cards comes down. Once you take Debbie out of the equation, it's over. And then you're just left. And then you're just left with Cactus, right?
Cactus in my stupid show. That's all you're left with. Oh, man. I'm going to die.
I have another anonymous message, Vince.
All right.
Oh, I have one to read, too.
Oh, well, let's do
Moxie first, though. Ladies first.
Moxie, and then Goofy.
Okay, this is from Anonymous. Melinda is like the Pied Piper. She opens her legs and the fish fumes from her pussy can make sharks follow her across the ocean. That's Anonymous.
Thank you, very nice.
Is it my turn now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an anonymous message saying... Goofy Bone, you are such a loser. Maybe you and Melinda should go get married and have loser babies. That is an anonymous message.
I have an anonymous message.
Yeah. I have not.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Yeah.
Cactus?
Cactus.
Cactus, cactus?
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Cactus, cactus, cactus.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Cactus?
Cactus.
Cactus, cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Okay, that was an anonymous message.
Uh-huh.
That was an anonymous message.
Got it.
Should I translate?
Shut the prickly pear up.
It says, Belinda, I think they mean Melinda, once cut her pussy while opening her pussy gates to fill up the cans of chicken of the sea. And that's basically what Cactus said. I'm roughly translating. It's also an anonymous message, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. I have an anonymous question.
Yeah.
Anonymous question.
Did Iconoclast get fired from Dairy Queen for missing too many shifts to host the Blog Talk Radio show? I hope not, because I really enjoy my discount.
Okay.
All right, if you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Mayor, your host for the next hour and 20 minutes. We're just getting warmed up here. We're taking anonymous messages. Shanene, can I help you?
Can you please get the prickly pears to shut the hell up? I'm tired of cactus.
Okay. Vince, did you know that there's a rumor going around that me and you are going to join forces and take over Blog Talk Radio?
I've heard a lot of crazy shit on here, but that's new.
Yeah, it's new to me, too. But yet, somebody likes to broadcast things and seems to think that we are joining forces for some oddball reason to destroy people, which I think is pretty funny. But I'm just here to laugh, I guess. I don't know. Fuck. Shit, I'm just here chilling. Stone, they kicked me off my show because I was making fun of their fucking offers. Ah, damn it, Blog.
Yeah, I hear you, Goofy. You know what? And I have a message for BTR, and that message is... All right, Vince in the Bay here with you. Before we get back into things here and take more calls, I have some house cleaning to do here. I have an anonymous message, and that says that one angry Jew likes to fuck little boys in the mouth and use little girls' asses as ejaculation receptacles. Also, we have a shout-out here. The Flawless Crew would like to announce that they now like Moxie and think that her association with Goofy Bone is her only flaw. Okay, I sense a big flare-up about to ensue between Goofy Bone and the Flawless Crew. So stick around for that, kids. Also, taking more calls, there's a ton of people on the line. But first, I just want to celebrate the fact that despite what else you might think of them, the Flawless Crew have accepted Moxie into the inner circle, and that's a huge milestone. And I reach out to the Flawless Crew, who are huge, huge supporters of the show, and would like to have them on the air. And if they would like to, obviously they're extending an olive branch here to Moxie. If you'd like to do it on the air, that'd be great. Just give us a call, 347-826-7667. Use the number. Don't abuse it. We'll be right back, kids.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Thank you. or try your call again.
Broadcasting 100% Jew-free. Broadcasting 100% Jew-free. Broadcasting 100% Jew-free.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. Not even done with the first hour yet here, folks. Can you believe it? Goofy? Okay, Goofy's not there.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm sorry, I was wrong.
It's all good, man. I'm back here with Goofy, Moxie. Moxie, Goofy's rolling a bunt there. Moxie, tell us, how do you feel about the news that the Flawless crew has accepted you pretty much with open arms?
Well, it's a big day for me. However, I might have just undone that. I made a bad joke about having cyber sex with Dick Cheney and when he's not available, one angry Jew. But I don't know. It was just a joke. So I hope my standing is still, you know, on the positive side. I do have a backlog of anonymous messages. Can I get at least one out of the way?
Yeah. Go ahead. I have some too. But go ahead to.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. We'll do one at a time, and then whenever you know, there's seriously, I have a load of them here. So
do a couple. Do three of them. Do three of them right now.
Okay, I'll do three right now, very quickly. This is the first anonymous message. Goofy Bone. We all know that you are one Angry Jew's alias account.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
What the fuck?
Here's the second one.
I'm not surprised. It makes total sense.
Now that I think about it,
it makes perfect sense.
Exactly.
Okay, next one. Next anonymous.
Next one.
Okay.
Next anonymous message. Melinda and Callie are so stinky that when they can wedge themselves into the same room together, people think they're cooking 2,000 pounds of tuna casserole. Anonymous message number two.
Where can you buy that at?
Did not know that was humanly possible.
I'm sure we'll find out where you can buy that. Now, the third one and last one for this round. Anonymous message is that Callie's vagina is so unkept and dirty that President Obama called a state of emergency because he thought the Taliban were trying to poison us with a new stink bomb. There you have it, folks.
All right. I have an anonymous message, and this one says that one angry Jew spends his day popping his man pussy on X-Tube to the delight of lesbos who want to fuck him with their strap-on dildos that they bought at Walmart.
Oh, God. At least they got a good deal. Was it a quality brand or what the fuck?
I hope so. All right, we got some calls to put on the line here. 760, you're on the air.
I wanna part those pink lips, use open your mouth, insert the tip, but girl don't wanna nut. I wanna give you something else gold and wet, oh, baby,
oh,
drink.
God.
Wine, let it drip.
I want to slap you in your head because you're stupid for playing this.
All right, we got another 760. Who's that?
Jeff
Corbett.
Ben Sling said can't meet their demands, dumb whores. Best friends, infinity guitar, your hard street wars. The straight men cowboys. Indians, red souls, red friends, infinity guitar, you're hard. That's what she said.
Okie doke. All right.
Informative. Informative.
Yeah, intriguing. Sinead, do you have any anonymous messages?
No, not yet.
All right, moving on. 234, do you have any, Cactus, any anonymous messages?
Cactus.
All right, and let's go. I forgot who was here. We have another one. Oh, is that Metal? Metal, you're back.
Yeah. What's up?
Any anonymous messages, Metal?
No.
All right, if you get any, just let us know. I have somebody says here that once a season, Melinda and Callie meet up and spread their legs. The only one time they do it a year, and to let the fish jump from sea to sea in order to do their mating.
Wow.
Lost him.
So
what's on your mind, Shanae? Yeah. What's up, Shanae?
I have an anonymous message. Somebody said the last time that Melinda, bitchin', I don't know her name is no more, but the last time she saw 90210 was on her BMI.
I think Melinda should call in and defend herself.
I dare her.
Me too.
I have an anonymous message.
Yeah, go ahead, Goofy.
This message is... Oh, I can't say the name. Oh, Goofy, you are an asshole. You and Bionica should go... Can I say F word on it?
Yeah.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
Thank you, very nice.
Hey, guys, I think I'm going to call it a night.
But I guess, okay.
All right. Hey, oh, shit, we got a ton of Cactus. Thanks for calling in, Cactus. We'll catch you again next time.
Cactus, no problem,
Cactus.
Cactus,
out.
Everybody. That's Cactus, everybody. I want to welcome everybody who has just tuned in the last couple of minutes. I have a public announcement from the Flawless Crew. Goofy, you are the human variation of Cactus. Please stop existing.
Well, unfortunately, you losers can't kill me. And when the day you do, you will get your wish.
Stephanie or Stefani, I don't even know, has HIV, and anybody who had phone sex with her on Blonde Talk Radio might have it, also known as this.
Fuck. No. I just blew a load the other day, and I might as well check myself. Where's the Blonde Talk Radio clinic around here? That was stupid. Are you serious? Vince, if you need me, I'll be in the Blog Talk Radio kitchen cafeteria area rolling another blunt.
Will right, somebody man. Show him where the free clinic is at BTR? Seriously. I have one more anonymous message.
What's up, Wheelock? Chi-Town in the motherfucking house.
Wow, the chat room has really blown up out of proportion. I got to hand it to you folks. The Troll Wars segment of Disorderly Conduct is quite a success. We've managed to attract a nice broad cross-section of the troll community here in Blog Talk Radio. This is basically a celebration of the trolls. And if you want to join us here, we're getting ready to jump start our second hour at 347-826-7667. I would imagine in true troll fashion that within the next 3 to 5 minutes, we will get an influx of trollage. As shows wind up at the top of the hour. And we'll get a nice, hopefully the second hour will be as fruitful, if not more, as far as trolling goes. If you're a troll out there and you haven't called in yet, what are you waiting for? The number's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're going to take a timeout and be right back with more trolling right here on Disorderly Conduct.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers. Jewels cleaving skin between breath. Thank you.
All right. All right. Vincent DeBay, back with you. I'm going to go straight to the phone lines. I got, you know, we're celebrating the troll tonight with our troll wars. And so I'm hoping we got a troll here on the line. Let me see what I got here. 760, you're on the air.
Vincent, me and my allies are declaring war on you. I'm going to drop a huge stinky atomic bomb on your chest. You better cover up Yo Nagasaki cause that's next. If you think your allies are strong, you thought wrong. Because reflections in this funhouse mirror may not be as they seem. Moxie is a flawless free bitch. Consider yourself Nazi Germany circa 1945 motherfucker.
Right, it's on, bitches. It's the Troll Wars. We've entered a dark period here on BTR, and trolls have been winning random battles of trollage all throughout BTR. Battles erupt on Sky Bathpole, Dutch Daily, British Conservative, and of course, the Sky Bathpole ultimate weapon, the one-eyed Jew. Welcome to the Troll Wars. It's your host, Vincent DeBay. Welcome to hour number two. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Welcoming back my compadre here in the South Bay, Goofy to the Bone.
No, also, it's just
Goofy. Yeah, but Goofy Bone is bad to the bone. And yeah. We also have... Yeah. Foxy Moxie.
Moxilla.
Moxilla.
Amoxicillin.
That's right. During that epic segment there, before launching into the show, I got bombarded with some anonymous messages that I need to catch up on. One here says, I was looking to buy the Fame Monster at Sears when I saw Rambo giving Goofy oral sex behind the cash register.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. That's not true.
All right. Another one says, one angry Jew spends his Wednesdays at farms in rural Idaho taking horse and zebra cock up his ass after he pierces his testicles with rusty needles.
Ouch.
I hate when that happens.
I got anonymous thingy.
Yeah, go for it, bro.
Why don't you like Christina Aguilera?
I love Christina Aguilera. I had her on the show a couple months ago.
She
I had her and Cher on.
Fish.
I had Christina and Cher on my show, was that a month ago? I don't know. Check the archives.
We have to get Bill Clinton on here. And I have anonymous messages, too.
Yeah, go ahead, Moxie. Go for it.
Yeah, because they're getting old. I know these things they tend to be breaking news.
Yeah.
Okay. Goofy bathes and gets his drinking water from Callie and Melinda's vaginas.
Ouch.
I know.
It does taste good, though. I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take your word for that. And the second one I have in the queue is Vince in the Bay. That's you, Vince. Is so fat and pressed that he only likes Callie because her pussy reminds him of the 50 McFish sandwiches he eats for breakfast. That's an anonymous message. I'm all caught up.
I think I've gotten down to 45.
Hey, that's good. It's a start.
I know. I'm working on it. It's my New Year's resolution, 30.
Oh, okay. The question was to me.
Nice.
Why don't I like Christina Aguilera? Well, be honest with you, because she hasn't sucked my bone yet. When she does, she'll be my friend. Until then, fuck you.
If she sucked on his bone, though, I think her face might split in two, right?
Yeah.
My bone would probably go through the back of her head, but hey.
There you go.
It is little.
All right, we're going to go to the – we got a bunch of calls on the line. We're going to go – I think Metal, is that you? All right, Metal. Metal's one of these 111s. 111, you're on the line.
Hello?
Hey, who's that? Is that Shanaynay?
Yeah.
All right, Shanaynay, you're back. Metal, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Metal's back. Now we got one more caller, another 111. Go ahead, you're live.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is the Nature Boy. Woo! Ric Flair! And I'm calling in to tell you your show is a piece of shit, but I like it.
Fine.
You are
right.
Pathetic. This whole day aren't show.
Aren't you like 90?
Hey, you shut your mouth, you little faggot. I'll wring your neck. I'll hit you by your balls. I'll gouge your eyes. I'll watch you bleed. You hear me? You understand me? You don't speak a word to me. I'm talking to Vince from the Bay. Vince, I'm going to launch your ass in the Bay. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You understand me?
Yeah, what's your name
again?
I'm
going to launch you headfirst into the Bay. Bingo, dingo, got out of here. A whale is going to eat your ass up. You hear me?
Thank you. Very nice.
All right, we'll come back to him in a minute. I had no idea what he was saying. He was pretty excited there. I have to give him that much.
Is that the Jew on the line?
That was not the Jew.
No, I know, but he was in the chat room earlier. I wondered if you were denying him his right to host your show.
Oh, no. He's not. Not that I'm aware of. But
okay.
I do have the 760 with me. Go ahead, you're live, 760. What's on your mind?
Vincent, me and my allies are declaring war on you. I'm going to drop a huge, stinky atomic bomb on your chest. You better cover up your Nagasaki, because that's next. If you think your allies are strong, you got wrong. Because reflections in this funhouse mirror may not be as they seem. Moxie is a flawless free bitch. Consider yourself Nazi Germany circa 1945, motherfucker.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have entered a dark period here on BTR.
Gary.
The trolls have taken over. They're everywhere. I mean, for gosh sakes, one of us is on my show right now as a panelist with us. Janene, say hi.
Hi, I have an anonymous.
Go for it.
Oh, two, okay. I was told to say that I'm on the flawless bitch side and that you're going down like a 14-year-old boy trying to eat a pussy. And this is a public announcement. Ric Flair, you should go back to the 1980s when you were relevant. From Bionica.
There you have it, folks. I've got an anonymous message. Shanae is a whale who jumped out of a lake. Out of Lake Cali.
That's vile.
That's right.
That's wild.
We're under siege. Let's go to another 111. You're live. 111. Oh, that's you, Shanae. God damn it.
Vince, maybe if you pay for the upgraded version, you could change the names on the call.
Aha! Goofy, I'm not going to fall for your Jedi mind trick. I know that's how your show got shut down. You're not going to get me to talk about that bullshit on my show. Alright.
I'm sorry. Sometimes the dark side.
Here we go. I got a message from Bionica. It's a secret cable. It's not even in the chat room. She set this over shortwave radio. Ric Flair needs to go back to the 1980s when anyone gave a fuck about him. And, oh, yeah, tell him he's about 3 decades over his time where he should be shirtless. And that's that transmission.
I guess.
Damn.
Hey, where's the Jagabuses?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? You want to go to Dagobah?
Yeah, where's the Dagobah system?
I don't know. Let's see if this caller can help us. Go ahead. What is this? The 760? You're live on the Troll War.
Vince, can you stop playing this floppy fucking wannabe Star Wars music before I put atomic shit on your mom's chest?
No, I can't. I can't help it. It's the Troll Wars. It's the theme music from Troll Wars, you asshole.
I am going to kill you, end up, eh? Because I don't know, and I'm a robot boy. That sounds stupid.
Did you hear that? They just turned Goofy into a robot. Oh, my God.
I have an anonymous message.
Oh, shit. They got Foxy.
Goofy Bone.
We are all
pictures
robots.
Of Callie's feet on his Tumblr.
We are robots, and we will talk like this until we are released from ourselves.
All right, what's that bullshit?
I do not know.
Was that in my iPod because I don't know where that came from.
Oh, my God. I hope anybody who's listening, may this be a lesson to you that you never troll anybody in any way, shape, or form ever again. Speaking of which,
right,
I,
Vincent.
All right. Robot Moxie, thank you. I want to give a big shout-out and roll call to my chat room. That would be Alan Z, and that's that piece, Bionica, Chase X Radio, Crown Magic, Donnie C, Goofy Bone, Guest 11346, Guest 1983, Affinity Guitars, Melinda, Metal Talk Radio, Mintman, Moxie, Pirate Swoop, Prank Call USA, Shanae, Slim Jim, Something in the Air 1, and Wheellock.
Chi-Town.
Okay. Let's see. Let me get Metal back on here. Metal, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
So what's on your mind, dude? What do you make of all these trolls? You get a lot of trolls in your show?
No, dude, I'm good. Everyone that calls in, you know, is a real person, so I haven't had that.
Hey, fuck that.
Alter your music, please. I am trying to be a robot.
Metal, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, sorry, man. There's like 8 111s on the air, and one is you, and the rest are all trolls. And I lose track of it, and it's like a minefield. It's nerve wracking, but I got you on.
Okay, cool.
I have an anonymous message for Debbie Daly.
She's here?
All right.
The great
no,
Debbie
I, this is. Well, she's
no,
not
she's
here,
not
but
here.
This is.
She's not here.
But this is an anonymous message directed to Debbie. It says,
right.
Please buy a bigger switchboard so all of us ghosts that love you can call your show.
I've got plenty of room on my switchboard right now. I've got 6 callers on right now. I've had up to, I think the most I've had on one show live was like 11. So I have the capacity for at least 5 more callers.
Uh-oh. How big is your bone? Oh, that's an anonymous message. Well, trust me. If it was little, my name would just be Goofy. Think about that one. Brought to you by Mexican of America, somewhat. And I didn't run here either. Yeah. I didn't mean to do a commercial
right.
on your show, Vince. I'm sorry.
It's all good, bro. Hey, you, Goofy, you're on here enough. You're more than welcome to shamelessly promote anything you want, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, really? You're just trying to move the audience to my way. Well, you could go to my show. Believe me, I have plenty of room for trolls, hobbits, goblins, little fat girls on a prairie, and pretty tall, long, stocking, retarded-looking bitches. Go to 186. Deuce, the worldwide radio show. You are more than welcome to sit your nasty asses and listen to some independent music for 2 hours until Blog Talk Radio chops my nuts, February 1st, 2011.
Very nice. I want to give a big ups and a shout-out to Melinda, who's with us. Melinda, it looks like you're napping. I hope you're still listening. You called in, what was it, or no, you didn't call in. Of course, that was in my
no,
dreams.
No, not yet.
That was in my dreams. But she requested a song last night when we had Illuminati on, and I didn't end up, I had it ready to play, but I didn't feel, after Illuminati called in and had her thing, which I'd love to get Infinity Guitars or Bionica or Pirates or somebody to comment. We had, I don't know if you heard this, or you know, I'm sure you know better than we do, but at the end of my show last night, we had a weird call with Illuminati, and so something's up with her, I think. I don't know if it was a prank call. If it was, it wasn't very obvious that it was. It was kind of weird and disturbing. If you listen to my show last night, probably the last 10 minutes or so, she's on, and it's kind of disturbing. But Melinda requested a song, and I was going to play it. But after Illuminati had her little – told us her experience, it just didn't seem very appropriate. So now that we've moved past that, I think it's okay to play it now. So, Melinda, if you're listening, this is for you. We're going to take a break and be right back. We have a ton of calls. It's the Troll Wars. We'll be right back.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Big up to Melinda. Found a way to wake her up by playing Touch Myself. Hopefully, Melinda, you woke up to that song and touched yourself. If not, I touched myself for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to touch me on the air, you have to do it by touching your phone at 347-826-7667. I'm going to go to the lines here, and 760, you're on the air.
Wasted all day, killing all the Capulets. Find a new face. Bring a whore's namesake, keep that set straight. Vince Gunn on DJ, flip that Holocaust. Hang it on the colored cross. Hey, hey, Vince went to heaven. Vince can't hate. Find a new face. Bring a whore's namesake, never need to ask. We'll tell you who's boss, Vince. You're a six with a crossed out Pentagon. Cunt. Cunt, cunt, cunty, cunt, P.S. I have an anonymous message. Stephanie's cunt tastes like delectable watermelon on a warm summer day.
All right. So if you have anything you want to share, feel free to do so at 347-826-7667. We're taking calls. We're taking anonymous messages. We're accepting trolls of all sorts. It's been fun so far. We've had a nice broad range of trolls. I have another one here, another 760. Go ahead, you're on the air.
We know you only like Kelly because her giant tuna pussy reminds you of the 50 McFish sandwiches that you eat every day before breakfast. I think you should quit Blog Talk Radio and stay away until your BMI is less than there forever. Bye, bitch.
All right. So, I'll tell you what, I don't know what it is, but for some reason my loins are tingling in a way that only Caramel Queen knows how to do. So, I don't know what it is, but my loins are tingling the way they do when she calls in. I don't know. It has nothing to do with that last caller, but I'm just saying. Metal, what do you think?
To be honest, I wasn't really listening. I was kind of busy.
Yeah, no, I was too. Also, Shanae, you're live. What's up? Do you have any anonymous messages or anything to catch us up on?
I have one message.
Go for it.
It's actually not anonymous. It's from my fallopian tubes. They want to sue you.
For what?
For molesting them sexually.
Thank you, very nice.
All right, we also have another 111. We have another 111. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Is this me? Am I 111?
Yeah, you are. Who is that?
I am.
You're live.
What in the world is this show all about? Disorderly conduct. What is this that I'm listening to?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? You're kind of muffled. Say that again.
Am I muffled? Am I muffled?
No, you're muffling.
You're mumbling.
You sound muffled, like your microphone is in between your tits.
Nice.
Thank you. Very nice.
All right, we're taking more calls here in just a minute.
Hey, kid.
What?
Yeah. I got to get out of here, man. My date just came. I'm about to bone a chick.
Oh, right on. Good for you.
Goofy, I have an anonymous message. I have an anonymous message regarding you.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, Goofy, Carrie Hilson feels sorry for you. That's anonymous.
Oh, that's okay. I feel sorry for myself, too. But thank you for your guys' concerns. Everybody have a good night. Vince, good luck with the troll wars.
Yeah, man, appreciate it.
if you need backup, man, I'll be right there. But I gotta
go
handle my business first. You know,
yeah.
Pros on Blog Talk Radio.
I hear that. Amen, brother.
All
preaching
right.
to the choir.
Later.
There you go. That was Goofy Bone, my brother from another mother, for sure. He is going to lay some pipe down here in the South Bay, if you know what I'm saying. If you want to do that over the air with me, there's still time. We have a half hour to go. It's 347-826-7667. For the next hour, it's going to next half hour, it's going to be myself, Moxie, and Metal, and Shanaynay. Shanaynay, you had your hand up. What's up? Shanaynay, you know better than calling me when you're all up in the club, all right? All right, we got another caller here. 111, go ahead. Yeah, 111. I'm bringing you back on the air. I forgot your name. Who is this? All right, dude, you're out. Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What's up? Who is this?
This is Diesel Kilgore. What's your name? Vince.
You're Diesel. Did you say Diesel Kilgore?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent. Good to have you on, man. What's up? What's on your mind?
Thank you. I heard, this is the first time I ever listened, but, I mean, I heard the Bay. Are you guys, San Francisco Bay or some other Bay?
I am in the San Francisco Bay, yes.
Oh, sweet. I'm inland, where you guys are.
Where exactly inland?
The 209, Stockton, Modesto area.
Oh, okay. You're in the Central Valley.
Yeah.
That's great. We have. Do you know, are you familiar with, your girl Callie?
Who's Callie?
Good friend of the show. She calls in here. She's a entertainment correspondent. She's based in the Central Valley. She also does work for a local radio station out there.
No, I don't know no Cali.
All right. Hang on a second there. I got some. We got a ton of anonymous messages to get to here. I got one right now that says, "Ooh, I'm rubbing lotion on the soft and smooth surface of my freshly shaved pussy. Do you want to finger it? To fuck it? Do you want to hold it in the palm of your hand? Do you want to play with my pussy?" And I wrote back anonymously, of course, "Yes, I would, ma'am. Very much, please."
That's good.
And
that's
I have
the
a
way
boner.
To go. That's how you get fired up.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm getting an anonymous request here. Some people, I can't. I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. I'm finished with the holidays. I'm glad it's over. I'm stoked for New Year's to happen, but I'm not really looking forward to Christmas happening again anytime soon.
You don't like what's wrong with Christmas?
I didn't say there was anything wrong with Christmas. I'm just not into it. I'm just not a big fan. I mean, I like coming together with family and friends and peace and tidings and good joy to all. I think that should be happening all the time. Why once a year? Why once a year reach out to your friends and family and
you should do it all the time.
Complete strangers. Yeah, do it all the time.
Where did everybody else go? They all disappeared?
You cleared the room, bro. It's just you and me now. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But somebody anonymously requested the song, so check this out.
Okay, well, my phone's going to die anyway.
Happy Christmas, my slutty, drunk-as-fuck, cheating piece-of-shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 tall salads, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krispy Kreme pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Get down, low ho.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, I promise I'm not going to play any more of that Christmas bullshit until next year. I'm back here at Moxie, and I believe I still have Metal with me. Metal, are you still there? Okay, maybe Metal's gone. That's Shanae, are
Metal's
you there?
Blacken.
My bad. I'm here, dude.
Oh, no, Metal's here. Okay, I thought it was Metal. I couldn't tell if it was Metal or Shanae. Anyway, I left. But big ups to everybody in the chat room, even the haters. I'd like to give a shout-out, a little roll call, if you will, here. Alan Z, All on Z, All on Z, or Alan
I think it's
Z.
All on Z. I think All on Z.
All on Z.
Let's go.
All right. And that's that piece, Bionica. Donnie C, guest 11346, guest 1983, guest 37, guest 43, Infinity Guitars. Melinda, Metal Talk Radio, Mint Man, Moxie, Pirate Swoop, Prank Call USA, Slim Jim, and Something in the Air 1. Good to have everybody aboard. And Moxie, did you say something about in the chat room about wanting you to recite a dramatic piece or something?
Yeah, I was wondering if there was time for me to do a dramatic reading.
Please, yeah, there is. Please do.
Okay, what's the time limit on this?
Why? How long is your piece?
It's a page and a half, like book page. But it's, I can do it in probably a minute and a half.
No. No, that's fine. You can. That's not too bad. Go ahead. Do it in its entirety. It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Do we have any background music?
Like
not
what? Like
Star
what
Wars.
Yeah, not Star Wars.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I have other music here. Let me see what I have. Something instrumental, though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Let me see.
I have to get in character here.
All right, let's see what this does. No, that doesn't work. I had something. You know what? I have something. God, I have something really good that I loaded up to my other account. I don't even think I used it. I don't know what I have here. I don't have like anything instrumental. What are you looking for?
Okay. You know what? I'll do it without.
I got Slayer.
What is it?
I got Slayer. I can play that.
Yeah, that's not. Okay.
No?
Wait, is it? Can you play it quietly?
Can you play Slayer quietly?
Doesn't work that way, does it?
I don't know if that's possible. I might be able to play it in a way that we might be able to tell what you're saying. But just recite it. Don't worry about background music.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Say it.
All right, here goes. This is my dramatic reading. Joanne sleeps with a gun under her pillow because every time she has intercourse with her husband, he defecates uncontrollably as he has an orgasm. And the shit isn't a good solid shit brick, torpedo-style crap. Oh, no. It's that loose, runny diarrhea shit that splatters all over the room. Even though she puts hefty trash bags all over the room, the carpets, the walls, lets the crap dry before peeling it off of the plastic each morning, even though he pays all the bills and spends time with the kids, she'll take his cash, but she won't take his shit. So she takes her gun and sticks it up her husband's asshole just as he's about to come. The gun gives her such a sense of power. And for a few fleeting moments, the tables are turned as she forgets the time when she was forced to perform fellatio in front of her pets. And afterwards, all her loved ones, family, and neighbors could say was, You're so lucky he didn't kill you. You're so lucky it didn't happen in the house. They sent me to Vietnam on Christmas Day to clean the blood off a dead man's gun, to sleep with a dried wound for a blanket, and to eat a meal of gray. Every man, woman, child I killed was my father's face in that toilet. I prayed that I'd die before my father so that he would feel guilt. But of course, the bastard died before me. They always die before you. They plan it that way. And the only feelings I feel are just no feelings at all. The only feelings I share are no feelings at all. I'm done.
And that's that piece. Give us a call. 347-826. What? What?
I forgot to say, and that's that piece.
Yeah, that's how you end everything on the show, and that's that
piece. I know.
Piece.
Fuck. I suck.
I know, you do. All right, trolls, you got 15 more minutes to call in. 347-826-7667.
Oh,
That's right. It's Troll Wars, kids. We got about 10 minutes left to go. 10 minutes to take calls from trolls. I think I have one right now on the line. Let's go. 760, bring it on, baby. 760, identify yourself. That's all you got is freaking music. Come on. I want real trolls. If you're a troll and you haven't called in yet to annoy the shit out of me, the number is 347-826-7667. That's the number. Use it, don't abuse it. I have some news coming up. Right. This is Hop Depressive. This is something that's going to your mind. And we're going to do that right now. That's right. It's the Disorderly Conduct News Network. I'm Vince in the Bay, reporting live from the newsroom. We are getting a word here from the Herald Sun about something. This has been wired to us secretly. I can't open the link. It might be encrypted. Oh, my God. The trolls might have struck. But the headline is from the Herald Sun that move over, Eddie. Meet the other boy from Brody. Australia's latest red hot model export is slender and blonde with a strikingly delicate beauty. And he's a bloke. That's right. He might look like Natalie Portman, but he has a cock. This is reported by the Australian Herald Sun. Again, has nothing to do with Michelle Obama whatsoever, but there you go. The latest right there in the chat room. If you're a troll, you got 10 minutes left to troll me and my panel. Which now consists of myself, Moxie, and Metal Talk Radio. So, what's up, Moxie? What? Any anonymous messages? Anything?
None. Very strange.
I got one.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
I don't know how relevant this is, but it says, you talk a lot of shit about touching yourself. Let me touch you in your anal cavity.
Wow.
That can be arranged. If that person wants to contact me anonymously again, or unanonymously, you can actually contact me privately in the chat room, and we'll arrange that. Okay, moving on. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, apparently it's all over the internet. Tina Marie has passed away. I can't stop seeing posts on Twitter about this chick dying. I only know her. I know her voice. I didn't know her name, really, until she died. But I tell you, I follow the music industry stalwarts on Twitter, like Questlove and Q-Tip and those guys. And if they say she was the shit, then she must be the shit. And she is dead as shit right now. How about you, Moxie? Are you familiar with her and her work?
Unfortunately, yes. She wasn't one of my favorites, obviously. But I'm sorry she died. I mean, that sounds tragic. I think her daughter found her. And, yeah, she was played incessantly on the radio. I believe that was in the 80s at some point. So there's no escaping her. Tina Marie.
Hmm.
Lovely.
And there's definitely no escaping her now because she's everywhere. She's going to be everybody's playlist. Everybody's going to do the Tina Marie mix tape that they're going to send out to their friends. And speaking of mixtape stalwarts, we got 7 minutes to go, but it's not too late to bring on my man representing the Mill Nation. It is The one, the only V-Mac.
What's going down, V? That's all you got, 7 minutes left?
Yeah, man, we're getting ready to shut down, bro. We might do a little overtime, but you missed most of the fireworks. We had the it was the troll wars. We had a bunch of trolls on. We didn't get too crazy, but we had a good representation, a good little sampling of trolls in the chat room and calling in.
Oh no, man.
Yeah.
I have an anonymous breaking news message.
All right.
Okay. This is anonymous. This is not from me. Metal Talk Radio was touched inappropriately by his algebra teacher, and then he tried to feel her up to get an A in her class, but he couldn't get her to come, so he failed out of high school. That's anonymous.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me in eighth grade.
Commonplace, huh?
Crazy.
All right, I have an anonymous message. Chase Radio, no one cares about your busted, hone out, played out, Grand Canyon black ass. No one cares that your mouth is a Grand Canyon ass, are ejaculation receptacles.
Wow.
And I don't think I read that last sentence right. No one cares that his mouth and his Grand Canyon ass are ejaculation receptacles. That's what they were trying to say.
I have an anonymous message. That the double
All right, go
D
for it.
In, the double D in Double Deadly stands for Dush Dump.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. You're a fool, man.
Oh, no, I didn't hear what you said. I was paying attention to something else. What'd you say?
No, I ain't gonna repeat it. I'll let them hear it on archive.
All right.
I think I got you enough structure. It's gonna be damn radio beef in a minute with Debbie Daly.
Oh, really?
I'm up for it. I want it. I'm up for it for the new year. So if you hear me, I'm up for it. I can match your wit. I'm not dumb. I'm college educated. I'm street educated, and I can get you highly irritated. So if you want it, bring it on. Or
thank you. Very nice.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up here for the live listeners. I want to get in part of a Tina Marie song here, and as we fade out here, I know a lot of the folks, a lot of the trolls have left the building, and a lot of them are still in the building, but are not really trying to infiltrate us like I was hoping they would. Anyways,
maybe they're full of stuffing.
What?
Maybe they're full of stuffing. Why they can't talk?
Oh, right. Well, anyways, hating or non-hating, Alonzi, and that's that piece. Bionica, Chase X Radio, Donnie C guest. 1-1-3-4-6-1-9-8-3-3-7-7-0 Melinda, Metal Talk Radio, Mintman, Moxie, Pirate Swoop, Prank Call USA, and Something in the Air. Thank you all for hanging out with us here on this Vanglorious Sunday. We had a very successful night of trolliage. I hope this will be not a normal thing. I hope we only have to exercise the troll demons every so often. I'm not going to try to make this a normal segment. But anywho, big ups to my panel tonight, especially Metal Talk Radio, Moxie, VMAC, Goofy Bone, everybody behind the scenes, Amy, my producer, and all of you listening out there. Hey, Tina Marie, RIP. Check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Atlantic right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct, Vince in the Bay. Going to give a little nod here to Tina Marie, and I will troll you later.
Ladies, tea, I got to keep my eyes in the fire. You see, I got the points and the stands.
What about that Flawless crew, huh? They sure are a handful, aren't they?
I had fun with them.
Man, I love that song. When did Marie die?
She died today.
Today? Man. The way you hear, if people close their eyes and they know who that woman was, they swear she was a black woman. That was probably one of the only white women in the world had a soul. And that's real talk. I still ain't heard a white woman that could out-sing her. Christina Aguilera got close, but that's about as far as it goes.
Ninety-six live listeners.
What?
That's what?
Awesome.
You got 96 live listeners.
Not
on this show right now? Yeah, the one right now.
Oh, you booming, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I get on average, I'd say, between archive and live listeners, I probably average about 100 listeners an episode. Live listeners, anywhere from like, live listeners probably averages around 60 or 70.
That's not bad.
Hey, that's the point that I was making, Vince, to me and Goofy Bone was making. We do numbers like that, and in 120 days, Dan Radio had over 6,000 listeners combined with archives. And then these people won't look at that and be like, man, maybe we should let them keep on because they're popular. Because, like I say, I don't have really no problem walking away from that shit. But it's like when somebody behind the scenes looking at a lot of these numbers these shows doing, like, man, maybe we should just keep let them do their thing. Because you get 100. I know Goofy Bone does. I know I does. And PG back on the road, she gets it, man. It's like, what the hell is wrong with these people? You know, and it's not like we addicted to it. People like our service, so they're going to be more pissed than we are.
Yeah. They're going to see
some change. I was averaging
change.
107 but, listeners a night when I was doing damn radio then.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm up in the air. Sometimes
Vince and the Black Man. You remember Jake and the Fat Man? Let's do Vince and the Black Man.
Yeah, Vince and the Black Man. Yeah. Well, it's pretty much Vince and the Black Man.
Oops,
go ahead.
Sorry.
What?
I didn't mean to interrupt. Well, I think a lot of people are going to probably team up and do shows, and then, you know, it's $20 a month for each person or whatever. I think that's
there you go.
Think 20 possibility.
Bucks, right.
Yep.
I can live with that. I can live with 20.
I think it's worth about 5 just for the entertainment. That's it.
You know, Vince is a cross between Howard Stern and Man Cow. You remember Man Cow, Vince?
Man Cow, no, not really. Rings a bell, but I'm not really familiar with his work.
Google him sometime. He's probably on YouTube by now, but he was something like a Howard Stern, but he was just more like, tell it like it is. Like, he'd do the joke things and, like, had a new woman into the studio with him when he on the radio, but if something, you know, happens in the world or something, he'd just go on this rant, man, and just, you know what I'm saying? It, no matter if it was a Republican, black, white, Klan, Black Panther, it didn't matter who it was. Somebody did something bogus, and his prank calls was legendary. If you could find his collection of prank calls, they will have you gagging, laughing, throwing up everything.
Nice. African Warlord X is doing a show right now. I wonder if Benjamin is in there.
Better watch them. They might come kill us.
What's that?
Isn't that the one that they be talking about, kill all the white people and all that stuff?
African Warlord X, I think, is like a black nationalist.
Yeah, it's one of them. I think it's the new revolution of the Black Panther Party. Those are the ones. I clicked into there one day. I said, because you rarely see, like, you know, the only African-American shows you see is, like, hip-hop and stuff like that. It's a couple talk shows. So I said, well, let me see what they go. I went in there, Vince, and I got offended. I was like, some of the stuff that was coming out of their mouth, I was like, oh, no. I left, and I never returned. You know, one thing he got on there and said, if you have a white girlfriend, you should beat her, slap her, and take all your her money and make her live up to the stereotype that you're an angry black animal. He said that. And that's when I got off of there and I never returned.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, there's three choices right now. African Warlord X, Lady Slugga, or Iconoclast TX. Lady Slugga, I think, is playing just Tina Marie songs.
She don't talk to nobody, though.
Yeah, she just plays music.
She tell me to call in, and I press 1, and she'll get on and be like, hey, yeah, you know, we're going to go into this next. Can I say hello at least, Lady Slugga? Come on.
Wow. All right, I'm going to wrap things up here. Thanks for coming through, VMAC and Metal Radio, Metal Show Radio, Metal. Also, my panel tonight was inhibited by Moxie, Goofy Bone, and a few other folks. We had plenty of trolls. We had the Troll Wars, of course. And it was fun while it lasted. And who knows? We'll do it again all tomorrow. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. And thank you for coming out, trolls and all. It was a good one. I appreciate it. Good times. And remember, keep the faith.